Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Lungu family appeals at South African court ruling on state funeral. Government engages US over new visa bond requirement, and in international news, rapidly growing fire prompts thousands of evacuations in California.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu has filed an appeal against the judgment delivered today by the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria, South Africa. Earlier today, the Gauteng High Court ruled in favor of the Zambian government in the legal dispute over former President Lungu's burial, ordering that he be accorded a state funeral despite opposition from his family. However, the family is now challenging the ruling, seeking to have the judgment declared void on the grounds of impossibility, or that it should not be enforced as it would cause undue harm to the applicants. They argue that the full court erred by granting relief that ignores the explicit wishes of the late former head of state, particularly regarding the provision allowing President Hakainde Hichilema to preside over his funeral and burial. The family further contends that the court should have dismissed the application with costs of two counsels. Opposition MMD President Dr. Nervous Mumba has welcomed the ruling by the South African court to uphold the dignity and protocol of the office of the President of Zambia amidst what he described as a moment of deep tension and emotion. Dr. Mumba has stated that the court's decision has preserved the ideals that define Zambia as a nation, ensuring that former President Edgar Lungu's legacy remains accessible to his family, the people he served, his wider patriotic front family, and future generations. He has urged Zambians to unite in giving former President Lungu a dignified and respectful farewell, emphasizing the need to avoid unnecessary, contentious, and divisive matters during this solemn period. Meanwhile, United Kwacha Alliance Chairperson Sakwiba Skota has described the South African court case over the burial of Mr. Lungu as a loss from the start, stating that no one was ever going to win in such a sensitive dispute. And Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has clarified that the South African court's decision to repatriate former President Lungu's remains was not a victory for the government, but rather a ruling based on reason and national interest.
The court has ordered that our release be granted, and they have been granted, and so the remainder for burial, and the court has been specific, that is Embass Park, where we bury all the presidents, past presidents who die again, sitting presidents.
Government says it has taken immediate steps to engage the United States government through formal diplomatic channels following its recent decision to introduce visa bond requirements for certain categories of visa applicants. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has stated that government is seeking clarity on the policy shift and exploring possible solutions that protect the mutual interests of both Zambia and the United States. In a statement, Mr. Haimbe has expressed serious concern over the decision, noting its potential impact on Zambian nationals intending to travel to the U.S. for temporary business or tourism, as well as its broader implications for trade, investment, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. He has emphasized that the measure could place an unnecessary financial burden on Zambian citizens and appears inconsistent with the spirit of recent diplomatic discussions, particularly the meeting held with the U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, at State House on 9th July 2025, focused on strengthening bilateral cooperation. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced that its Vice Chairperson, Ambassador Ali Simwinga, officially concluded his tour of duty on 8th April 2025, following the successful completion of his seven-year term. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has stated that Ambassador Simwinga was appointed as Commissioner in 2018 and served with dedication and integrity in accordance with the Electoral Commission of Zambia Amendment Act, which provides for a seven-year term renewable once. Mr. Kasaro has acknowledged that Ambassador Simwinga's invaluable contribution to strengthening Zambia's electoral process throughout his tenure, and on behalf of the Commission extended best wishes as he embarks on the next chapter of his professional journey. Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Magwenzi has encouraged young people to have purpose, personality and passion to grow in their careers. Mr. Magwenzi has reiterated the company's commitment to reducing unemployment through various career opportunities, with the management and training program being a key initiative to groom future leaders. He was speaking at the launch of the MIT Careers Fair in Mazabuka on Thursday.
We can work with our natural resources in the country to create jobs for our young people. But I also would like to challenge young people not just to think about working, but also to become entrepreneurs and start their own business. So that will be part of my advice. But as the Zambia Sugar, we are continuing to do the best that we can to make sure that we provide employment.
And Zambia Sugar Agribusiness Director Emmanuel Simwinga and Estate Support Services Director Collins Mpiri, both MIT program alumni, also shared their insights encouraging young professionals to seize opportunities.
For us to do 500,000 tons of sugar, we need to produce about 4 million tons of cane. So how do we do that in an environment where land is limited? Because we only have so much land. Right. We have 30,000 tons of hectares of land, and we have to increase the productivity or the production is obviously increasing the yield. Okay. So there are many, many things that we can do in the field. So a few things that we're doing is improving our
we are currently doing some massive renovations for the houses of our employees, which we haven't touched in 10 years due to various reasons. But seeing people be happy today, look, I'm much as I am an irrigator, the business is doing ABCD for me and my family is happy. It gives joy. I think it's what actually gives me energy to actually keep going.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research has noted that weak macroeconomic fundamentals over time have contributed to Zambia lagging behind the African average on several key indicators of economic transformation. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuba has emphasized that these poor development outcomes require Zambia to intensify efforts to transform its economy to achieve sustainable growth and development. He has explained that ZIPA, in collaboration with the African Center for Economic Transformation, has been actively advocating for Zambia's economic transformation. Mr. Chikuba made these remarks during the Economic Country Transformation Outlook event organized by the University of Lusaka, ZIPA and ACET. Meanwhile, ACET Head of Economic Government, I beg your pardon, meanwhile, ACET Head of Economic Management and Governance, Brenda Chanda, has noted that Zambia currently exports less than its potential and stressed that leveraging the agriculture and manufacturing sectors could significantly drive the country's economic agenda.
What are we not doing correct? We're not adding any value to our exports. To compete in the global market for non-extractive exports. So we're not talking about focusing on raw materials or extractive exports. We're talking about moving along the value chain, improving our products to be able to be competitive in the global market. That productivity in the agriculture sector, manufacturing, construction and the service sectors. Then you're also looking at technology upgrading.
the news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You